morning.
Good morning,
Sandra. I think it was 2 weeks ago. I asked two questions. Is how did you get onto the spiritual path, and how did you wind up with Zen? And a number of people asked me if I would do that again. So I'm just going to ask people to, I don't know, raise your hand or speak out. But so the question is, how did you wind up on the spiritual path, and then how did it take you to this Zen practice? I should tell my story, which is long and winding. So I was raised a Lutheran, and there was a time when I thought about, actually up through high school, becoming a minister. And I was raised in North Arlington, which is a blue-class, working-class town down by, I don't know, Lyndhurst and Kearney and there. And the geography of it was, the town came like this, and it was the top of, I mean, I'm exaggerating the angle, but, and that road on top of the geography was called Ridge Road, appropriately enough. And so the Lutheran church was here, and the Catholic church was here. And a large portion of the town were Italian. So my friends, everybody went to Queen of Peace, which was the Catholic church, and I went to the Lutheran church. And one day, the minister, who was a young guy, was giving, he was a pretty fiery guy, and he started talking about those people down the street. And those people were my friends. And that just, it was like a light switch. That was the end of that. You know, it's just, I went from being a minister to being a drug, not drug addict, but, you know, the whole new path. And so eventually I got into what my friend's wife calls Ram Dass crap. And so that was it. I started reading all the books that I'm sure many of you guys have read. But as I sat, I started to realize two things. One, I was abandoned by my mother, who I never knew. So that was, if anybody knows in psychology about attachment behavior, it was a broken attachment, a broken connection. And so for a long time, I thought that the practice was somehow filling this hole that had been created, and that I was seeking, sort of in a psychological way, reattachment to my mother, in a sense. And then I realized that that was not the attachment that was broken that I was seeking. It was to reconnect with everything, that deeper spiritual experience. And that's became my path, the practice of Zen, which has had many incarnations. So here I am.
Thank you.